Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Well, I'm joined by Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, and we're going to look at some new product, Jess.
There has been so much to come out over the last number of weeks. This is a really exciting part of the year. We know that September is usually earmarked for Apple, so we will inevitably get a new iPhone. But the early part of the year is when we get the new flagships from Samsung in terms of their S range, and then Google brings out the little sister of their flagship range. So what I have in front of you there is the Samsung S26 Ultra, as well as the Google Pixel 10a. So where do you want to start?
I'm just looking at the Samsung and I'm trying to figure out what's different about it really in your hand.
Not an awful lot. Like it has, this is the king of the lineup, right? So it has a 6.9 inch screen. It has the same, very same build to what we've become accustomed to with the S range over the last few iterations. It has the stylus. So on the bottom left hand side of the phone, you've got your S Pen for taking your notes and doing your bits. And what I found surprising when I was looking at a lot of the messaging around this phone is that once again, it's all focused on AI. It's all focused on the features, the software, and there's not a whole lot of talk about the software or the hardware itself. And I don't think the AI thing is that much of a unique selling point when you look at what Google are doing. But there's one feature that I think you'll like on this.
What is that?
This is an inbuilt privacy screen on your phone.
Okay, so I'm looking at the screen now.
So I can't see it now as you turn it to me. So I have enabled the protection mode there now. This is aimed at business customers who are, so if you pass it to me, and so if I'm doing something there, you can't see the content on the phone. Whereas if I show you my actual
snoop,
phone.
That's what you're telling me.
You can't snoop at my messages. But this is a smart feature to install. If you think about who they're focusing on this phone, this is for the power user, the business user, someone who might be working on Excel spreadsheets on the Lewis or on the train or as they go about their day-to-day life. And also, you don't really like that thing of people snooping as you're sending a text here in studio. So they have built this in. It's very, very cool. To enable it, you pull down the drop-down menu at the top and you will see different features that are there. You'll have the usual things like turning your location, your Wi-Fi and all the rest on and off. But then you have the protection mode. And this works in a really clever way. So what they do is they use a mix of wide and narrow pixels within the display. And so when you turn this privacy filter on, it uses the narrow pixel that then just limits the viewing angles.
Okay.
So you can see it because you're face on. But if I'm over your shoulder or sitting beside you or standing beside you in any way, I cannot see it. I have to say, I really like that.
That's
feature.
Cool. That's cool. The price on this?
The price on this, it's a bit spenny. It's €1,499. It is a big bulk buy. But again, if you're the business user, the power user, you'll be very happy to spend that amount of money, I'm sure. Battery life on it is great as well. Quick point, it goes from zero to around 75% in 30 minutes, which is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Now, something more affordable in shocking pink.
I thought you'd love the colour.
This is the Pixel 10a at €559.
Yeah. I am a huge fan of the Pixel range. I actually use the Pixel 10 Pro XL as my main device. So you'll see, I've just passed you my phone there, you'll see them side by side. The Pixel 10a is a good bit smaller. It's a convenient size to have in your hand.
It's like the original Apple size.
Exactly. It's just a lovely looking phone. And I'm excited by this device because of the price point you mentioned. It's £560. But it's packing an awful lot into that tiny frame. So you said there about the design. It looks like the original iPhone. It's beautiful. It's sleek. One thing I would say is if you have the 9A, you probably don't need to upgrade to the 10A. This is more iterative changes rather than dramatic innovation. A few things that have been improved. We have the front glass has been updated from Gorilla Glass 3 to the Corning 7i. It also has the IP68 rating, which means it's good and hardy, won't be damaged or broken by a bit of dust, a bit of water. Battery is 5,100 milliamps, which is a decent sized battery when you look at the shape and the size of the phone. You also then have your wireless and wired charging options. Camera hasn't changed dramatically since the last time, but it is, again, incredible for €560. You've got a 48 megapixel wide lens, a 13 megapixel ultra wide, And then you also have access to a lot of the AI as well. So there's one feature that I really like on this phone called Camera Coach. So if you're taking a picture, if I took a picture of you now, but I was standing slightly off frame, a little prompt will appear and it'll say, move slightly to your right to ensure that your subject is in the center of the frame. So if you're struggling to take good shots or if you want to up your photography game, it is definitely worth a look.
Now, we always look to Apple for real innovation. And there's something that you're going to tell us about that is already, it's on the market.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. And you'll tell us why.
Yeah, this is real innovation. This is the MacBook Neo. This is the latest MacBook. We got eyes on it a number of weeks ago now, and the price point for it is €699.
Okay, a typical MacBook would have been
€1,600 on up.
So how can they do this?
Well, you might remember, Pat, for years and years and years, over the last few years, I've said to you that the phones I'm handing you across the desk are more powerful than the average laptop.
Mm-hmm.
The chipsets inside it, the amount of RAM inside it, that creates this real powerful machine. And so what Apple has done, which is incredibly smart, they have taken the chips that we've come to know and expect in their phones and put it into a laptop.
Okay. So you still get fabulous performance.
Yes.
What's the limiting factor then? Is it memory? Is it RAM?
So what they've done is, so Apple don't normally disclose the RAM. What they've done is they've slightly tweaked the materials that are utilised. The frame itself, like, this isn't the most powerful machine in the world. If you buy the Mac with the M chip set in it and all the rest, that is going to be super powerful. But if you think back to every time we do our back to school, back to college guide, people will email in saying, I'm looking for an affordable Apple. What can I do? Where can I go? Apple is usually the same price in every single store. So what they're doing is scrimping ever so slightly on the materials utilized. It's a slightly thinner machine, slightly lighter machine, and it's not using the top tier chipset. They're using sort of a lower end chipset to still provide the power that you would need and want to do.
A quick question. Are they going to eat their own lunch? I mean, will they eat the Air?
No, because, well, look, there's a potential that the Air might be sacrificed, but the people who buy the Air want it for the sleek body, the sleek build, the lightweight functionality. Those who want the MacBook Pro want all of the power. They want the most powerful chipset. Inside this Neo, you're getting, as I said, the 18 Pro chip. You're getting 8 gigs of RAM, 256 or 512 hard drive. That, you know, if you're looking at this, you're not even going to be contemplating getting a MacBook Pro. This is for people who like the look and the feel and the notions of Apple, but don't want to spend.
So they're going to eat everyone else's lunch.
Well, they're going to put massive pressure. I had represented by the general manager from Dell Ireland on Tech Talk a number of months ago, and he flagged to me that not only are we going to see prices increase on laptops and computers across the board, we're also going to have a massive supply issue. So if Apple are bringing this out, if they have good access to the devices, good supply, I do think it's going to put massive pressure on Windows now to deliver.
Okay, that's called the Neo anyway.
That's Apple the Neo.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.